This is Sandra, one of the supervisors on the floor. How may I help you?
Yes, you know, I have this. You have charged me for $59.89 in my Portiva credit card, and I don't know what is that.
Okay, may I have your first and last name?
Sasha Stewart, S-T-U-A-R-T.
Okay, so the call was transferred over to me in the fraud department. Hold on one moment. Okay, so on your account, I see you have the Bites Hub app. This is an app that helps you plan healthier meals. It's designed to cut sugar and carbs from your diet.
I haven't called anything. I don't know why you're charging for something I haven't called.
Well, it was looked like you were trying to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner, and you got to the product page and ordered the Bites Hub.
No, I don't have nothing in here. I don't have a vacuum cleaner.
It was emailed. So this was emailed to you at campaign of faith 12 at gmail.com. So this account is it was established last year. So as a courtesy, the company would we'll take a look at the account. But this is this, why did it take you so long to find this error? Because this has been they've been emailing you monthly since you ordered it.
No, I don't know. People been already my other credit card. They've been calling me because somebody was using it.
Okay. So at this point, the company would, we would give the IP address of the cell phone or the computer that was used to place the order with your MasterCard to the local authorities there in San Jose, California, so they can figure out who placed this order with your card.
Yeah, because, I haven't placed any order, and I'm going to complain to the business bureau, about your
yes,
business.
Ma'am. Okay, well, that's fine. This order is a valid order according to the company. They have all of your information. They have a valid order here in your name with all of your information. So the fraud team will start the investigation. We can only credit your account for the for three payments because this is a very old account. But we'll go ahead and take care of that, and you will get an email at campaignoffaith12@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's my
email. Okay, So we'll go ahead and process the refunds on those on the account, and you will get those three email confirmations at that email address.
Okay, I appreciate it.
And the previous person has already closed the account, so give me one moment, okay?
Yeah, no. I don't even know what it is. Meals and everything. I cook my own meal.
This is like a meal planner. It gives you recipes and things of that nature to help you plan healthier meals.
No. I am a diabetic woman, and I know what to eat and why don't to eat.
Okay. Well, this one is specifically designed to help you cut sugar and carbs from your diet, so it may have been something you were looking at, but I can't tell.
I can only see it's
a valid
order. I am with my doctors. They are the one who give me the what I have to do with my meals.
Okay, one moment.
I have another thing that I have to call for $89.87. Another one for $39. Somebody's been using it. I'm going to cancel this credit card.
Okay, so I've processed the refunds that we can't approve at this time on this account. The fraud team will take over the investigation with the local authorities there in California to find out who placed the order in your name. And you're just waiting for your refund emails, okay?
Okay, thank you very much, and I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
God bless you.
Bless you as well. Bye-bye.
Bye.